Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, if you have your Bible, and I hope you do, I'm going to help you tonight. I'm going to help you with the Word of God. I'm going to help you get through what you're going through by teaching you the Word of God, the gospel, it's called. And that means good news. You've probably been listening to some bad news today. So let me give you some good news today. As we get into the Word, let's make our confession of faith. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Give the Lord your best praise right there where you're at. Amen? Amen. Again, just a reminder for those of you that are local, if you just joined us a week from tonight, next Wednesday night, is our Halloween outreach, Trunk or Treat. It's a fearless is the theme. We've got all kinds of things, exciting things planned for you. I encourage you to come out. I encourage you to conquer fear and come out. I encourage you to gather, bring your friends that you've been trying to reach and touch and minister to. And we're believing God for a great night of outreach. So I just encourage you, if you're here locally, come out and gather with me on a Wednesday night. You're going to find out you're going to need church and gathering more than ever in the weeks to come. And we're going to be here for you. Amen. So I want to talk to you tonight on the theme of fearless. Kind of goes along with next Wednesday night on fearless. Pastor Kim talked about it during her prayer time. And I believe I can help you because right now there's more fear than ever before. There's more fear than ever before in our world. And so I'm so excited about the Word. I believe I can help you. If you know someone right now that's really dealing with fear, panic, worry, anxiety, call them up, text them, share this with them right now. Get them to plug in wherever they're at all over the world, because I believe what I'm about to say for 25 minutes can actually help you and them. Fearless. Now, I want you to see this. This is so important that fear and discouragement are connected. See, Pastor, I didn't know that. Yeah, we're going to find out from the Word of God, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. By the way, I sure do love you as your pastor. Fear and discouragement are connected together. You can't separate them. So right now, we see more people fearful than ever before, and we see more people discouraged than ever before. Did you ever think about it? That really fear is the father to discouragement. When we get into fear, then it releases discouragement. It takes away our courage, and it brings discouragement into our life. I'm going to show you from the Word of God that fear is the father to discouragement. So if we want to conquer, you say, Pastor, I don't have a problem with fear. But maybe you have a problem with discouragement and you didn't know that the root is fear. Or maybe you had a problem with fear. You said, I don't have a problem with discouragement. Boy, fear, I'm really battling it. I can help you tonight because fear and discouragement go together. So when we conquer fear, guess what? We're going to conquer discouragement. So let's look at it. We're going to go to Deuteronomy. I'm going to show you some scriptures. Deuteronomy 31. Verse 8. Now watch it. Look for the word fear and dismay or discouragement, how they're always together. It says, and the Lord, he it is that do goeth before thee. He will be with thee. Aren't you glad he goes before us and he goes with us? He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Okay, look what it says. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Dismayed is another word for discouraged. But notice, he says, I've got a future for you, and in your future is battles to get to where I want you to go. But he said, don't fear and don't be discouraged. See how fear and discouragement go together. So when we begin to live a life that is fearless, we begin to live a life that is full of courage. Courage to face every conflict and conquer it in Jesus' name. So the Lord goes before thee. He'll go with you. He'll never fail you. He'll never forsake you. So based on that knowledge, fear not, be fearless, and neither be discouraged. Let's read it from the Amplified Version. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will march with you. Aren't you glad for that? He will march with you. He will not fail you or let you go or forsake you. Let there be no cowardice or flinching. Fear not, neither become broken in spirit. Look what it says, depressed, dismayed, and full of alarm and panic. Notice in the Amplified, the word fear and depressed. Fear and discouragement go together. Fear is the father of discouragement. People who are discouraged are afraid of what they're facing, and they're afraid of their future. We're going to find out how to conquer that tonight, so stay with me, okay? And by the way, if you need prayer, we have people standing by for prayer. I encourage you, you say, Pastor, I just need someone to talk to. Go to our chat room, and there are people, there are chatters there to talk with you tonight. Next verse, in Joshua 8 and verse 1, again, note how fear and discouragement go together. He says, and the Lord said to Joshua, what? Fear not, neither be dismayed. What's another word for dismayed? Discouragement and depression. Fear not. We're talking about living a life of fearless. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you. Arise, go to Ai, see. Watch this now. See. What's he talking about? Get a vision of it already done. Get a vision of the battle you're facing already won. Get a vision of what you're facing. God has gone before you and has already given you the victory. So you go into your battle with a conqueror, with a victor's mindset. So I said, fear not. Don't be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you. Arise, go up to Ai and get a vision. Call things that be not. See it already done. I have given into your hands the king of Ai. This is before they've already gone. This is a future battle. This is in their future. And he says, and his people and his city and his land. Look what it says in the Amplified. And the Lord said to Joshua, fear not. Talking about living a life, being fearless in a world full of fear right now and depression. And the Lord said to Joshua, fear not, don't be dismayed. Take all the men of war with you. Arise, go to Ai. I've given them into your hand, the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. That's about the same thing that the other version said. There might be a discrepancy there, but you still get the message, okay? All right. Joshua chapter 10, third verse. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every doctrine be established. Here's the third verse I've given you on fear and discouragement go together. When you conquer fear, you'll get rid of your depression. If you want to get rid of your depression and your loss of courage to get up in the morning, then attack the fear, all right? And Joshua said unto them, fear not again, and be not dismayed. Again, he says it, be strong. And that's my word for you tonight. Be strong. Be strong and of a good courage. For thus the Lord your God will do to all your enemies against whom you fight. What is he saying? Enemies you haven't fought yet, God is saying, I've already given you the victory. Things you haven't faced yet in your future that we could be afraid of, he's saying, don't be afraid of that. Don't be discouraged about right now you're going through a difficult season. I've already gone before you, and I've already given you the victory. So walk as a victor, claim your victory, see your victory, and your victory will show up. Look what it says in the Amplified. And he said to them, fear not. Well, that's the very same thing as what the other one said. I think we missed up on the versions tonight, guys, but that's okay. All right. So I want to give you a few steps of what we need to do on how to conquer and overcome fear and discouragement, how to live a life of fearless. Number one, we need to declare God's word. We need to declare God's word. And let me give you an illustration of this. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Illustration. Many of you heard me tell this story, but it's a good one. And that is when Daniel, our son, when he was just a little guy, we were in Branson and we stayed at this campgrounds and they had a water slide. And I remember that he was afraid to go down the water slide by himself. And I said, Daniel, you can do this. I said, I'll be at the bottom of the water slide. And I said, I just want you to quote 2 Timothy 1:7, for God's not given me a spirit of fear. And you know what? I can still remember as his father, I can still remember walking down to the bottom of the water slide and hearing him say as he was going down, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. It works. You see, when we speak God's word, we release God's power. When we speak God's word, we release God's power. So the first thing is on how to live a life that's fearless is find a scripture and begin to speak it. Find a promise and begin to proclaim it. Number two, remember what he has done for you in the past. You know, it's so easy to forget, isn't it? It's so easy that when you get caught up in the hustle and the bustle and the stress and the worry and the fear of the day that we tend to forget what God has done for us in the past. I'm telling you, to live a life that's fearless and get rid of depression and have courage to face your tomorrow is number two, is remember what he has done for you in the past. The scripture, I like it. Psalm 103, verse 1, 2, and 3. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise. Pastor Kim talked about how when we praise the Lord, we still are enemy. Whatever that enemy might be today, depression, fear, anxiety, worry, all the above. He said, praise him, O my soul, and all that is deepest within me, and bless his holy name. Watch this now. Bless and praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Look what the Amplified says. Not one of them. Don't forget one of them. Don't forget one of them. I like that in the Amplified. Don't forget. Number two, don't forget, is remember what God has done for you in the past. How Kim and I are facing our future is we remind ourselves of what God has done 37 years at Church on the Rock as the pastor. We look back at what he's done. Oh my goodness. And you know what? It gets rid of discouragement. It gets rid of fear. If he was faithful then, he's faithful now. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, with my motions, forget not one of all his benefits. How do we keep from forgetting at least the smallest one? Let me give you homework. Start journaling what God has done for you every day. Count your blessings. When I was a little boy growing up in Sunday school, there was a song, count your blessings one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. And we need to stop and count our blessings every day. By journaling, you can do that. So he said, don't forget not even one of his benefits. Number three, remind yourself that God has already gone before you and won all of your future battles. God has already gone before us and won all of our future battles. I like that. I like that. Deuteronomy 1:21. This should give us peace and hope that God has gone before us, that God is with us, that God will never forsake us, and that God has won every battle for you in the future that you have yet to fight. Behold, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it. Oh my goodness. You see, God has given us the promises, but we have to possess them. They won't fall in our lap. You have to fight for your family. You have to fight for your future. You have to fight for your finances. You have to fight for your health. You have to fight for your ministry. You have to fight for your witness. God's made all these promises, but we have to possess them. Behold, the Lord your God has set the land, that's the promised land, before you. That's your dream. Go up and possess it, as the Lord your God, thy fathers have said unto thee, fear not, neither be, oh, there it is again, fear and discouragement. They're connected. You can't be a fearless and be discouraged at the same time. If I'm discouraged about something, the root of that is fear. All right? So notice he says, God says, here's the land. I've given it to you. It's in front of you. Go possess it. Now, to possess it, there are going to be battles, but I've already fought your battles for you and won. I love that scripture that says, the battle is not yours, the battle is the Lord's. Isn't that awesome? Can we have a praise break? Oh, yeah. The Amplified says, behold, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up, possess it. Basically, they have the same thing there as the other version. I think we made a mistake on that, but that's cool. Number four, meditate on God's word daily, as Josh comes out. Meditate on God's word daily. Now, here's the golden nugget. Don't miss this golden nugget. Meditation gives victory over all my temptation. Meditation gives me the victory over all my temptation. Well, Pastor, I'm not tempted to have an adulterous affair. Well, have you been tempted to quit this week? Have you been tempted to stop church, stop gathering, not come back? Have you been tempted to get in these new habits of being kind of, you know, loosey-goosey? Have we been tempted to stop our giving? Have we been tempted to stop our praise life? Have we been tempted to give up on God? Have we been tempted to give in to our flesh? Have we been tempted to let go of our disciplines that we need, that we know to go forward? I think we all have, in one way or another. But how do I live a life that's fearless and overcome depression? It's through meditating on God's word daily. And that doesn't mean, you know, speed reading. I've taken speed reading courses down through the years, and you can't speed read the word and get what God wants you to get out of it. Meditate on God's word daily. Meditation will give us the victory over every temptation. So could that be why I've been given into temptation and I don't have the discipline, I don't have the habits, I don't have the ritual, I don't have the routine that I had way back in February of this year before March and COVID? You can trace it to how much time I'm spending in the Word. Let me give you the scripture. It's Joshua 1 and verse 8. This book of the law, that's the Bible. This book of the law, wow, shall not depart out of your mouth. Ooh, that means we got to be speaking the word of God if we're going to be fearless and we're going to overcome depression. We got to get the word in our mouth. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you'll meditate therein day and night. That's ritual. That's routine. That's a habit. It's scheduled. That you might be able to observe to do all that's written therein, for then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. Next verse, I can do it up here, I guess, guys. I think it's verse 9. Have I not commanded thee? Oh, watch this now. Be strong, of a good courage. Do not fear, neither be thou depressed. Notice here again, fear and discouragement are connected. You can't have one without the other. And the good news is, greater is he that is in us than that fear or depression that's coming against us. So, have I not commanded thee? Be strong, Be of a good courage. Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. Neither be depressed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. We used to sing that song, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Oh, I like that. Wherever you go, God is with us wherever we go. So wherever we go during COVID, we don't have to be afraid or dismayed. So I want to encourage you to apply these four things I shared with you tonight. Share them with a friend that's dealing with fear or discouragement. And then I just want to encourage you to join us this weekend, gathering here locally or gathering online, gathering all over the world. We're here for you. But before we go off, I have to do the most important thing. I have to give you an opportunity to find Christ. I have to give you an opportunity to receive the gospel. I have to give you an opportunity to recommit wherever you're at tonight. God loves you. We love you. If you need God's forgiveness, acceptance, if you need a restart, a fresh start, He's here for you tonight. You say, Pastor, I want to know God. I don't have a relationship. Let me lead you in this prayer. Pastor, I know God, but you're right, Pastor, during COVID, I've kind of let things slip and drift, and now I know why I'm full of fear and discouraged. I know now. I get it. I can live a life that's fearless at the end of this year, into 2021. Pastor, pray for me. I want to recommit. Let's all pray this prayer together. Say it with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me. He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Jesus is Lord over my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.